This is a science story which sounds more like a sci-fi story. A fish washed up on a South Coast beach. No big deal, right? Except this fish looks like a giant pancake. It's some 7 feet wide and weighs hundreds of pounds.
It's extremely strange looking. I don't actually know how much it weighed. We measured it. It was almost exactly 7 foot long, and it's actually slightly wider than long, so a little bit more than 7 feet wide because it's such a strange shape.
Dr. Thomas Turner is an associate professor in UC Santa Barbara's Ecology, Evolution, and Marine Biology Department. He says the bizarre type of fish found at UCSB's Coal Oil Point Reserve has never been spotted in the Northern Hemisphere before.
The common name of the fish is a hoodwinker sunfish. The scientific name is Mola tecta. It's a close relative of the ocean sunfish, the mola mola, which more Americans are familiar with. The mola mola, the ocean sunfish, is actually the heaviest fish in the world. They get very large. This hoodwinker is slightly smaller, but more enigmatic to us because it was only recently discovered in 2017 and was only known from the southern hemisphere.
Turner says the story started February 19th when an intern let Jessica Nielsen, a conservation specialist with the reserve, know about the bizarre fish which had washed up on the beach.
It was dead on the beach when we found it. Although Jessica Nielsen, pretty sure she saw it in the shallows while doing a bird survey in the morning flopping around. So she didn't realize at the time what it was, but it probably arrived at our coast alive and then beached itself and died. But it's an open water, deep water fish, so it was probably already in considerable distress by the time she saw it.
She thought it was a mola mola, a relative of the hoodwinker sunfish, which is commonly seen off the coast. Nielsen posted pictures on the UCSB Reserve's Facebook page. That perked Turner's interest, who took pictures which he posted on a social media site which is dedicated to unusual species.
It was really facilitated by this social media site, iNaturalist, so I assumed this was a mola mola. This newly discovered species only occurs in Australia. I had never even heard of it. But when I posted the pictures of the fish on iNaturalist, these experts in Australia saw the pictures and realized that probably was actually a hoodwinker sunfish, but couldn't be sure from the photos. And so they contacted us, and we went back out, refound the fish several hundred yards down the beach where it had washed up several tides later, got much better pictures and samples and everything.
The UCSB researchers soon found out it was a very unique find.
The hoodwinker sunfish was only previously known from New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa, with a single exception, which is a museum specimen of a fish that washed ashore on the Dutch coast in the 1890s. And other than that, it was never previously known from the Northern Hemisphere, and it's never been found in the Americas.
The UCSB researchers were overwhelmed. They'd never seen anything quite like it.
And they call it a sunfish because it likes to come to the surface and bask at the surface of the ocean. Its mouth is very strange. All its teeth are fused, so it just has this sort of constant surprised look with this round mouth. It's lost its tail completely and just has these pointed fins that stick up off the top and bottom that it sort of flaps like wings as it swims sideways.
One of the big unanswered questions is, how did this giant rare fish, normally found halfway around the world, end up on a Santa Barbara County beach?
Lots of ideas, but no hard facts. The species was totally unknown until Marianne Nygaard, an Australian researcher, realized that it was hiding in plain sight, which is why she named it the hoodwinker. And she went through all these museum specimens and did DNA analysis and realized there is a separate species that occurred in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, it's possible because it was only recently discovered that there are some in the Northern Hemisphere and it just wasn't realized, or it's possible that this one has just wandered up. So we really don't know.
UCSB researchers say there was no obvious sign of death for the massive fish, but they're hoping they may get some clues as they study some of the internal organs which were removed. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.